This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our wonderful military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world at the speed of the satellite and the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America. And thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, along with the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and the bulk mail haulers transporting that mail all across the country. Thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to start with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This country was created under Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget about that one. Well, Kyle, we've had a number of things going on. Obviously, the big news was the attack in Sri Lanka. We had, I believe, nine separate bombings. They also found a bomb along the route to the airport. An IED, if you will, which they managed to defuse. That would have been a 10th bomb. We've got about 290 people is the death toll that I just saw within the last 30 minutes, and around 500 injured. Have you heard anything different?
Yeah, 290, unfortunately, of course, is this very high number that we have heard. That number had gone up steadily since the reports of the attacks, Captain. Also, the U.S. State Department issued a revised warning yesterday on Sunday on traveling to Sri Lanka and said that other terror groups could strike literally at any moment. And, of course, this is a very, very serious warning. We understand that some 500 people have also now been among those numbered to have been injured in these terrible, deadly attacks in Sri Lanka. And, yes, many attacks happening simultaneously, which, of course, shows a very high level of coordination. So this is a major operation and something that Sri Lanka has not seen since the days of its own civil war. But
well, 10 years ago, they had an attack similar to this, but it didn't kill this many people.
Right, exactly.
In a hotel, it might have.
Right, and so this is why it is really shocked that the area today or yesterday, of course, and they're still they've arrested about 24 people, we understand, and I think police officers were also killed in that attempt to begin to arrest those who they're looking to see if they're
In one case where they were going to arrest the people, they had gotten up to a house and there was an explosion and killed three police officers.
Exactly, yeah. And so what these attacks appear to have been mostly suicide bombers, from what we can tell so far. So, again, these were Christians going to Easter services. Sri Lanka is mostly Buddhist, with some smaller Muslim and Christian minorities.
But the last time this happened, these were not Buddhists. This was not another minority group. They were plain and simple Muslim terrorists that committed the attack. And I suspect this time around, just based on what we've seen and the measures that they've taken, that again, it's the same scenario.
Well, right, and that's sort of what we expect to be borne out here. So far, at least as of right now, we don't know of any groups who have made any kind of official, official claim of responsibility for this yet. But yes, it seems to be headed in that direction.
Now, the other situation that's brewing right now, we have a situation along the Mexican border, where we had two of our troops on our side of the border on regular routine patrol, and they were encountered. They encountered a Mexican patrol that was on our side of the border, and they drew their weapons on our soldiers and demanded they disarm, which they did. They got this straightened around, but it was very tense for a little while. And my reports are telling me that this is not the first time something like this happens, and usually, when the Mexican troops are on our side of the border, they are there because they are guarding or assisting a Mexican drug cartel with either a shipment or an important person or persons coming into the United States that they want to make sure get from point A to point B, wherever their next pickup point is along the way.
Well, right, and this is a very, very important story. We understand, Captain, that the Pentagon and DHS are being very clear that the U.S. soldiers were in U.S. territory north of the actual border when this incident occurred. They said, of course, the soldiers tried to de-escalate a potentially hostile situation by complying with the Mexican troops' demands. But this is going to shine the light, I think, on exactly what you're talking about. More people are going to want to know about this. And I think we're going to hear a little bit more about this in the very near future.
Well, this is not uncommon. The military people that I talk to that have either served along that border, and one of my Border Patrol friends that's retired that was on that area, he told me, he said, this sort of thing used to happen all the time. It hasn't happened in a while, but he's not going to be surprised if this is indeed the case again.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the U.S. government is demanding some answers, of course, from the Mexican government. Mexican government's line, as far as we can tell at this point, Captain, is that they think that they were on their side of the border, or their U.S.
All right. Hold that thought. We got to take a break, and Kyle Warner will be right back. The Professor of Politics, it is a Monday morning. I'm broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Auto Glass America.
Up to $100 cash back with comprehensive insurance.
Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and by the way, don't forget that Kyle is with us at least five nights a week, and sometimes six. It all depends on what's going on the other side of the hood with Mr. Wayne Allen Root. And good morning, Kyle, again. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning, bright and early.
Glad to be here, Captain.
Now, I got to mention to everybody, folks, that this portion of the program is brought to you by Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B. And a lot of people are checking that social media website out right now and finding out that it's exactly what I said it to be. And I'm not going to tell you something that's not true. That's just the way it is. Now, some websites, and I won't mention any names, they block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, wave the flag, say God bless America, and believe in American values. Now, you won't get that at Hub.life, because Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Go over there. You'll find that I'm over there. Got a page over there. Kyle Warren's over there. I'm also over there with the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. Got a page over there for that. So stop by, check it out, and see what you've been missing. Okay, Kyle, we got a couple of comments here during the break about the Mexican soldier thing. People are saying, how could this have happened? What are the Mexicans doing on our side of the border? Okay, I'm going to repeat this again in case you didn't hear it. It has been reported, and there have been instances in the past when the Mexican drug cartels have something really important to get across the border, either a drug shipment or individuals, important people they want to get from point A to B, get them to their pickup point so they can be taken and whisked away to wherever they go, that the Mexican military has come across the border as far as 3 miles in the middle of no man's land. And years ago, and I don't remember how many years ago it was, Kyle, the Mexican border, the Mexican military actually got into a gunfight with some of our Border Patrol agents, and that created a national incident all by itself.
Well, exactly right. And I think a couple of our Border Patrol agents were wounded in that exchange as well.
Yeah, and they also found out after the fact that they had, in fact, been guarding a shipment of drugs that was coming across. And in the instance of the gunfight, the vehicles that were hauling the drugs took off in an opposite direction.
Exactly. I mean, this is, again, something that we don't hear a lot about, obviously, and it certainly goes hand in hand with other border issues that we've been experiencing and have been the hot button in the news. But this sort of is at a different level, of course, because it involves actual Mexican military members.
On our side of the border, and we don't know what they were doing there, and our soldiers just kind of stumbled onto them, and they were challenged and disarmed because I believe they were outnumbered. I think that's one of the reasons they disarmed. And that took care of that. But let's talk about what happened in Ukraine. They have a brand new president who was playing the role of an inexperienced young president in the Ukraine on television. He ran for the office. He's actually a comedian, and he got elected.
Right. His name is Volodymyr Zelensky, or Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm not exactly sure of the exact pronunciation. He's 41 years old. Yes, he does play a president, a fictitious president, on a TV series there in Ukraine. And he came out with these exit polls, Captain, that were 73%, with the incumbent winning just about 25%. He's conceded the election, and so this is a huge, huge deal. And what it means for Ukraine going forward, especially in a time where they have some very serious economic issues having to do with rising prices and these kinds of things, what they're going to be looking for is what this new president is going to be able to do in terms of forming his government or bringing people into his government, and how investors are going to be reacting to this whole thing as well.
Well, I guess we'll see today. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you how to hear that here towards the end of the interview. Now, Mike Pompeo is reporting that today there will be an announcement from the State Department regarding the United States sanctioning nations for importing Iranian oil. I am not sure what the particulars are. Do you have any advanced knowledge on it?
Not in terms of what it would mean to begin applying sanctions to countries like Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, for example. However, this does not come without warning. This has been in the pipeline for a little while.
Months.
That's right. In order to be able to give these countries time to find alternative sources such that it would not totally adversely impact the market when something like this were to happen. So the United States, of course, looking to further isolate the regime in Tehran, is taking these measures, and now we're getting to the end of that countdown, basically. And so we're going to see, you know, what happens. But this, again, is another major move to try to make sure that the Iranian regime is not able to continue doing what it's doing, wanting to spread its hegemony throughout the region and do other things, support terrorism and so forth, and this is one way to do it.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger on the legal scene, the creepy porn lawyer, Mr. Avenetti, has been accused of embezzling $1.5 to $2 million from an NBA player's ex-girlfriend.
Isn't that something? I mean, this guy just
continues to roll on.
Pardon?
It just continues to roll on.
It just continues to roll on. And, you know, this guy...
You got to wonder when he's going to wind up in a orange jumpsuit and not be able to be allowed out.
Well, exactly. It's my understanding, Captain, that at recent hearings and so forth, he's being represented by public defenders. So here's a guy who is literally rolling in the dough.
Basically. Was.
Yeah, was rolling in the dough, and now he can't afford his own high-powered attorneys, it would seem. And also, I think it's very interesting, Captain, that he was literally the poster boy for anti-Trump, you know, Russian collusion.
Yeah, he was going to run for president.
And he was, and that's right, and so many in the media, and this is what really gets me, is that so many in the media just seem to anoint Michael Avenatti virtually overnight without any kind of vetting or any kind of real, credentials. And simply wanted to elevate him because he was saying the kinds of things that they wanted to hear. I think that's incredibly, incredibly telling.
Yeah, it is. And the other thing is, there's another important SCOTUS Supreme Court of the United States hearing on the 2020 census, which, if it's decided in favor of the government and the Trump administration, could reshape the way America votes in the future, because they're going to ask whether or not they're illegal citizens that are here.
Well, that's right. Yeah, whether or not to include the question, are you a U.S. citizen?
I say we should.
Well, right, and this was the last census, of course, was done in 2010. The next one comes up next year, and this goes, of course, right back to the Constitution, talking about numbering the people.
Yep.
So where some of the challenge on this would come from is whether or not, obviously, it would impact the actual apportionment of congressional representatives, for
right.
example,
right.
or would it create another controversy by asking about citizenship? So we're going to see what SCOTUS says about this. That's right.
And I don't have any problem at all asking that question. Of course, the Democrats are all bent out of shape, but I personally don't have any problem at all asking that question. I think it should be asked, as a matter of fact. Now, also, article from Roll Call said that the House chaplain can now bar an atheist prayer in the Congress. I didn't know the atheists had prayers. A court ruled on this one last week. So there won't be any prayers for any atheists made by an atheist in the Congress of the United States.
Yeah, I guess it begs the question, who would an atheist pray to? I think that's...
The dollar bill? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, just maybe make some sort of statement or something like that. But, of course, really what it boils down to is just an assault on a time-honored tradition, obviously, in the House. So it's really... It doesn't really seem to come across as any kind of legitimate alternative. It comes across as, again, something that you're just looking to be disruptive.
And, oh, by the way, when we come back from this next break that we're going to have, I'm going to tell you about the green nuclear deal that I thought about and came up with over the weekend. Ocasio-Cortez has got the green deal. I've got the green nuclear deal. All right, Kathy, tell everybody how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Easter tragedy in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people died in 8 different bombings of churches and hotels there. Police released a statement saying 13 people have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a strong statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks. John Clemens has more.
In the release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, "Attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security." He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher, who broadcasts right over my right shoulder about 25 feet away from where I am, live and in living color. He's now broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, unless he's out on the road. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by your local GEICO agent. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance for more than just your car or your truck that you're driving, because GEICO offers coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And it can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, GEICO has been insuring people for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So, you can go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more, get a quote online, or you can go to your phone book and look up under insurance the telephone number for your local GEICO insurance agent. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to my green nuclear deal idea, I should mention that ex-ambassador, UN ambassador, Bill Richardson, made came out with another idea about the North Korean situation. He says, hey, how about making Kim Jong-un earn another summit? The key word is earn.
Well, right. I think obviously there have been two major summits between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. And so coming out of that second summit, of course, has been, shall we say, fairly disappointing in terms of where we thought we were coming out of the first summit. And so, yes, I think that and all the time the policy has got to be that Kim Jong-un has to make substantive progress that can be measured, that doesn't have to do with we're starting up this other nuclear site or we're doing this again, regardless of how he needs to play this for home consumption, as it were. We need to see something concrete happening, and hopefully behind the scenes there's that kind of pressure being put, because what Kim gets out of these summits is amazing, but he needs to provide something of substance.
Well, one of my Air Force friends said that in light of his Kitty launch, his Kitty missile launch, which is that's what they're calling that missile that he launched, it was nothing we didn't know he had. It was a smaller weapon that could be used, but it was nothing that we didn't know he had. So my friend called it a Kitty launch, and I just said, oh, okay, can I use it? He says, sure, but don't mention my name. So there you go. Now, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, the Washington Post wrote an article yesterday about the Democrats planting the seeds to fight runaway capitalism. That's a quote, runaway capitalism. Well, to them, anytime you stand up and wave the flag and say, God bless America, God help America, God save America, that's runaway capitalism, because they don't like that.
Well, they don't like it. You know, they come from an entirely different perspective. You know, they don't want a world where people are, you know, being entrepreneurs, truly governing themselves through, you know, the kind of representative government that we have, this kind of thing. They want to have control. And so they'll coin terms like runaway capitalism, like this is, it's a totally bad thing. But what they don't understand is how wealth is actually built. Not just wealth for the so-called rich and powerful, but wealth for the average person who enjoys the American dream. Under their vision, Captain, it's always going to be a command economy. Go back to the old days of the Soviet Union and their five-year plans and all these kinds of things, and we saw what happened to them, and we see what's happening in Venezuela, for example, today. It seems like the evidence is pretty overwhelming.
So I'm looking across the internet yesterday, and this story kind of jumps up and stands in front of me, and the best-selling author Steven Pinker of Harvard, who I've read before about his books on nuclear energy and how that's a positive thing for the United States and we should use more of it. And by the way, I'd like to point out to the audience that I came from a area in upstate New York where we had three nuclear power plants in our fire district, 9 Mile 1, 9 Mile 2, James K. Fitzpatrick. They're still there. They're talking about possibly building a fourth, and they've been very, very successful in that. They've kept the price of energy down for the people in upstate New York below what it would have been had they had the original coal and oil fired facilities, but they also sold a lot of electricity downtown into New York City via Con Edison, and they helped keep the energy rates low down there too, not as low as they would have been, but you know, as they were in upstate New York, but they certainly did save people money.
Well, sure, exactly. The idea is to try to bring down the cost of energy. Nuclear power obviously has come very, very far from its advent, you know, in the middle of the 20th century, you know, starting, of course, obviously with the atomic bomb project and so forth, but later with nuclear submarines and then, nuclear power plants and this kind of thing. And one would think that with the technology that we have available today, that there are ways to construct these and to monitor these and modernize the process such that it's not the same as it was 50 years ago, let's say. So obviously there's a lot to be done. But Captain, cheaper energy means better, you know, better lives for all the citizenry. Higher energy rates equals obviously more control by those who want to continue to dictate to you what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Well, here's what we know. We know that if we do go nuclear as quickly as possible and convert alert, and as much as we can to the nuclear side, we would follow the likes of France and Sweden, which now derive about 75% of their electricity from nuclear after the crash programs they inserted about 20 years ago went into full display. But despite the fantasies of some of the environmental people, the wind and solar, that could never support the world's energy needs, leaving nuclear is the only clean and safe source of power. And nuclear would also drive down energy bills. It would power more electric vehicles. It would create literally millions of new jobs instead of the radical and oppressive Green New Deal, which is going to cost people jobs. And Republicans should wake up and start promoting some sort of green nuclear deal, and that would help them, in my opinion, to win the next election.
Well, sure. I mean, if you contrast it with what the so-called Green New Deal is all about, it's all about can't. You can't eat a hamburger. You can't fly in an airplane. You can't do this and you can't do that. You can't power your home. You can't run your air conditioner. You can't, whatever it is. It's always about restricting, and what you're talking about, of course, is actually empowering, no pun intended, but empowering people. And as you mentioned, the processes being done in Europe and so forth over the last couple of decades, again, becomes a model for being to have safe nuclear energy.
Well, when I was up in upstate New York, we, my wife and I started out with an older house that had a oil furnace, and you had to, you know, buy your number two heating oil, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And it cost us quite a bit of money. We built a new house along the lake about 10 years in, and never looked back. It was all electric, and we saved so much money by getting rid of the oil. It was just unbelievable how much money we saved over the years. And our electric price stayed low, and then we had a fireplace we put in there, too, with a blower. So in the wintertime, when you crank up a fire in the fireplace, you can heat the whole house.
Well, exactly. In other words, you're being innovative about things. And, see, that's...
No, we were being practical.
Well, practical. Well, of course. But the idea, of course, is using what you can use, but, and use them in efficient ways. But of course, what comes out of people like Ocasio-Cortez and the Green New Deal, again, it's about restricting. It's about keeping people from, or rather dictating to people what you can do. And that's never going to be a good thing for the United States.
And before we part company here, we got about 30 seconds to go. The big story of the night, almost 300 people now. Its death toll will certainly go that high. It's 290 plus and climbing. I've been killed in Sri Lanka. 9 blasts. There was one bomb that did not go off that they found en route on a highway on the way to the airport, which would have killed even more people because people fleeing the scene originally would have been caught up in that, and unfortunately about 500 people have been injured, and the death toll is supposed to go higher.
Yes, most unfortunately, the footage, and especially when this began late last night, at least my time, was just devastating, and just our hearts go out and our prayers are with those who were affected by this.
All righty, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate having him on the program. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the weather and the way it's shaping up for the week and where the truckers need to look. And Kathy's going to tell you how to call us. Here you go, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ambiguities of life.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. A lot of guys are. By the way, Trucker Mark just checked in. He's down in San Antonio and listening to us on 930 The Answer down there, the Salem affiliate that we have in San Antonio, Texas. And howdy, howdy to everybody down there in San Antonio. He's got himself a load of what is it called? It's that apple wine out of Washington State. I can't remember the name of it right now. But anyway, he's got a load of apple wine. He's delivering down there to one of the grocery chains because of the grocery stores down there in Texas can sell alcohol at their stores. So there you go. Now, this report brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. I'll tell you right now, to come this Saturday, the 27th, I will be along with the lovely Yvette Perez from 760 AM Radio Luz here in Tampa, our Spanish affiliate. We will both be appearing at Moss Family Chevrolet. Be there from 12 noon to 3 p.m. with some free food. So come on out on Saturday. Test drive up one of those brand-new vehicles. Pick one, hop in it, go for a drive, see what they have to offer, and come see us too, and we'll have $500 gift certificates we're giving out. Plus, I'll have a whole bunch of free stuff I'll be handing out too. So that's Saturday, the 27th of April. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy to excessive rainfall will be possible across the southern high plains and much of Texas through Wednesday, with a slow moving storm system right now that is making its way slowly in that direction. Now, I will say that above-average high temperatures are also expected across much of the country this week. We're going to see some 90s in some places where we haven't seen them before, especially in the west with a sturdy ridge of high pressure. It's going to be building and expanding all across the region, moving to the east. Now, right now, tonight, the only trouble areas that we really have are rain coming down across a lot of Wisconsin, just along the Minnesota-Wisconsin line, where I-90 goes into Minnesota right there, and then right on over east towards Green Bay and down just north of Milwaukee, as well as up in the northern part of Michigan over there in the Lake Huron, Lake Superior side, with some severe thunderstorm warnings, I might add, right now up in northern Michigan. At least this hour there is. Now, the other area of rain is up in eastern Maine and Nova Scotia, which is part of that system, which is finally moving away from the United States and should be gone by about noontime today. Now, out west, we have a weather statement tonight for Wyoming for some scattered showers and the possibility of some of severe weather and high winds there, as there is some rain coming across out of Idaho. Also some scattered showers in Montana, part of a system that came in off the Pacific Ocean last week. It's kind of in the development stage right now because there's also rain in the eastern part of Nevada tonight, scattered showers from about Winnemucca to Wendover. And there's also some rain, scattered showers west of Denver, from the Wyoming border all the way down to the New Mexico border, all the way west over into Utah, to the eastern part of Utah, all the way from the Wyoming border down to the Arizona border. Now, there are some high winds in central Nevada tonight. There is another system that is moving off the California coast, pretty much along the whole western coast of California, that will be slowly moving to the east, which is what that weather system was that we talked about initially. Now, some scattered showers along the Mississippi River tonight, but that's about it. Other than that, things are looking pretty doggone good across the country. So for you truckers that are out there tonight, except for a couple areas where I told you there's rain, and an area where I told you in Wyoming there's some unsettled weather conditions there, you are looking pretty doggone good. So that's a good thing. Now, let me tell you about our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Because right now, everybody's got sales galore going on. You know that. They're trying to sell cars. They're trying to sell trucks. They're trying to throw in different features. Come ride a donkey. Come ride a horse. Whatever it is, they're throwing in there. There's all kinds of things. But at Moss Family Automotive, their four locations, they stand on four words. And those four words are, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers currently on the job or retired, and the 911 dispatchers too, you get preferred pricing on the new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. They are both a Chevrolet and a Nissan dealership, and they will save you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle. In addition, if you tell them the captain sent you, you'll get an extra $500 off your vehicle. And if that's not good enough, you want a certified pre-owned vehicle, they got them. Lots of them. High-quality vehicles. And you'll get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That means you'll never have to worry about anything breaking down. It'll be covered under the warranty, number one. Number two, they also give you Moss-free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, which is honored at other dealers. And they also will give you Moss-free tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. Now, does it get any better? I think not. And they are the real deal. When they say they're going to do something, they do something. If you've got a problem at Moss Nissan, you're the problem, because they will solve any problem that comes your way. I've actually been there, seen that, witnessed that, been a part of that, and there, that's the end of that story. But here you go. Think about something for a second. Who is giving you the you serve, you save deal? Who's doing that? Nobody. 365, 24/7, 365. Who's doing that? Nobody. Nobody. You know how I know? I've checked. I've gone out and I've looked. I've taken a look. All right. Now, coming up, top of the hour after the news, Ms. Rosemary's going to be on. I'm sure that she had time and all the wind over the weekend to try to go outside, and probably literally as little as she is, got picked up by the wind and taken across the street and didn't have to walk very far. No, I'm just kidding, because we had a couple of gusty blasts come through here, a couple of the storms that we had. It got real interesting, I might add, in some of the areas. I was out on the bridge the other day. I'd just gotten on the bridge, thought I was going to beat it across, and yep, 45 minutes to go 9 miles. 45 minutes to go 9 miles. That's what happens down here, because you get out there over the water going across the bay and you can't see. You can't see. And everybody just kind of comes to a stop and creeps along at about 5 miles an hour. And if some stupid fool comes along going any faster, well, then you have a big wreck out there. Thank goodness we didn't have anything like that. So it is what it is. But anyway. And hello there, Flip. How you doing? By the way, Flip's home. Flip's at home right now. So welcome back to the overnight radio dial there, Flip. And I hope you're feeling better real soon. I know you said 100% on this one, so that's a good one. And good morning to LJ. How you doing there, LJ? She's headed back to Massachusetts here, or Massachusetts, Michigan, pretty quick. Sam the Paper Man chimed in. Yeah, Sam the Paper Man. I remember those high oil prices, but guess what? We done built us a new house up there in New York State, and we got away from that, went all electric. And when I bought my place down here and converted it, it had a natural gas furnace in it. I got rid of that, and everything is all electric. I converted everything in my home that I converted down here now to all electric, and it works a lot better that way. All righty, and of course, if the power goes out, guess what? I got a generator. Okay. The Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back, right after the top of the hour news with Ms. Rosemary. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.